Welcome to the Elks Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. We are diving into 10 trades for your Thursday. So looking at some ideas here in terms of just thinking about player value, player construct here, just get a general sense of where some deals are going. So we'll just go right down the list here on them. So we'll start off right with a Kyle Pitts buy low type situation. Or is it? Isaiah Pacheco, Dallas Goedert, two 2023 firsts for Kyle Pitts. The format is stock PPR. Start one tight end. This feels like three firsts to me, pretty close to it. I don't know if Goedert draws a straight first in this stock format. I don't think any tight end's ever worth that in just that straight format. You just can't. It's just really tough to run up a score. So I would take the package side of this. Again, I think higher of Goedert. And I think until you hit the tight end one landscape, you haven't warranted this just because you don't get just the gap between reaching tight end one and not reaching tight end one. Just to get the gap between those who have gotten there and those who haven't gotten there but sort of aspire to it or kind of close, it's a big gap. And so that's something I've come to appreciate more and more recently. I think you probably heard that in some of the content. So so with Pitts, right, I think Pitts is closer to Goedert than he is to Andrews and Kelce in terms of just production profile, right? Take away the age stuff for a second. With that said, like I you have to take two firsts, I think, plus Goedert, plus Pacheco. Like I think that adds up to three firsts. I think you have to take that for Pitts. So that would be my thought there. Okay, next one up is Melvin Gordon for a 2023 third. It feels like if you're trying to plug a hole at running back, it's a pretty good way to do it. Surprised he doesn't cost more than that. So that's my thought there. Next up here, I think this one's interesting. And I've seen some of this, like I've seen this valuation a little bit on Dalvin Cook. It is Dalvin Cook and Alexander Mattison for a first and a second. I've seen Dalvin Cook draw a first and a second straight up. So I think having Mattison in there, like, it knocks it down to basically, all right, it's Dalvin Cook for a future first. If you're going to be contending, some of that insulates you. That's fine. Like, all right, like we can do that. I could get on board with that. I would say before you do a deal like this, make sure that you've sort of shopped around, right? You've thought about other options, right? You've thought about is a guy like Aaron Jones cheaper? Is a guy like Leonard Fournette cheaper, right? And I don't think this is true, but I don't know. Does this get you McCaffrey? Is Eckler cheaper, right? So sort of check those different boxes. And one of the things that I think we have to keep in mind this time of year is the off-season ADP, people become such a, so clung to it that they sort of sort their values to it. What I don't think happens as much, like when you get a lot of moving stuff in season, right, you have teams that have different aspirations, right? They have different, they're seeking different things. So even though there's still that sort of hierarchy of ADP, you're going to treat people, right? There might be, if you look at six guys in a bucket that are pretty close in the mid running back two landscape, one team might be a buy team. One team might be contending and think they're in it. One team might, be saying, I'm 1-3 and I'm out of this, right? Like, there's another team might be sort of fence sitting, right? Like there's all sorts of different reactions now that the game started to flow. I think that's something you have to sort of pay attention to and be mindful of when you're sort of out doing a deal. So if you get an inbound offer like this of, Dalvin Cook in Madison for a first and a second, think about what else is sort of in that range that you could potentially pull off that might be cheaper or that might have other the GM looking to do something different than this. So just sort of keep that stuff in mind. James Cook for Brian Robinson and Chig Okonkwo. This is a 1.75 PPR for tight ends. I mean, it right, if you're trying to ARB profiles, I think the what's the lesson with second round running backs? They have a higher ceiling than third round running backs do. I think that's an easy takeaway there. So there is a difference in terms of that. I would say that your reaction to James Cook's start to the season is probably not great. I think overall your reaction to Brian Robinson is probably better. It's a bit tumultuous, I would say, right? He was doing very good, and then he had the shooting incident, which we're grateful he's okay. And now he's coming back, right? So I think now is a good time to potentially sell him, right? That's something that's a potential good time to act is right now. I don't know if Sugar Kongwu does enough for me to sort of move off the base rate, if I'm being totally honest. I don't think that he does. And he's going to probably eat up a roster spot if this isn't a bigger thing. So that would sort of be my angle to this, right? If there's another reason sort of beyond Brian Robinson to do this, it's not Sugar Kongwu. Like, I'd be more apt to do this deal. I think that they're probably closer than their base rate would be, you know, just from starting as rookies. But not the same quite yet. So that would sort of be my angle there. Okay, so that's the fourth one. Fifth one, Evan Ingram. And this actually happened today, so for what this is worth. Evan Ingram for Mitchell Trubisky in a fifth. Feels very replaceable. I would say this is definitely an Evan Ingram deal. And I would take Evan Ingram. I think Trubisky, even if you're like looking for a, you know, buy low pedigree quarterback, like this seems pretty cheap for Evan Ingram. And I would take Evan Ingram in the format. A couple more here. And I think this is going to be, so that was the, I believe the fifth one. This is number six, Trey Lance in a third in 2024 for Kenny Pickett in 2 seconds. Both of those in 2024. I find this interesting, and something I've tried to get in the space of exploring is of the value of just having a quarterback. It doesn't matter if we think he's good. Doesn't matter if we think he's, not good. Right? The value of having him is high, and I think that we're going to see that with Pickett. Right, we don't need to hang around and see if Pickett's good. Right, we can definitely extract the value from Pickett now, and I think that's something. If you have Pickett, I think there's a market for him, and we could probably do 10 Pickett trades, and maybe we will at some point. Just looking at the pivot points you can make on Pickett. So I would take Lance here, just because I think the ceiling's higher and it's not really costing you much. But this is the danger when you take an unproven quarterback and he gets hurt. Right, this is what happens. So you got to be super careful on doing stuff like that. Okay, so that was six. Number seven, Ty Chandler, Javonte Williams, Darnell Mooney, and a first for Damian Pierce, Miles Sanders, and David Joku. This is appears to be a safe leagues format type of league. I would say this. I'm seeing a 2023 first. And then I'm looking on the other side in search of a top 30 asset, and there's not anyone near that. I don't know if you re-racked the draft right now, if you would, if where Javonte Williams would go in like versus Damian Pierce. But I would suspect that if I pulled this, just the first versus the package, that the first would win. So. Anything you get from Mooney's gravy, anything you get from Williams, like I think you have to take the Williams side of this one and the first. And I think what you can get for the first is better than what you these guys. So that's my angle on it. And I'm like, I think Joker's interesting. I think like Sanders is like a streaming running back type play. You know, he's a little bit better than an injury away guy. But I don't trust him super long term. And Pierce is like, okay, I would take the first and I'd take the other assets, and that's what I would do. All right, so I think that was seven. We have eight here. Nelson Aguilar, Devontae Parker for a third. Seems like Devontae Parker should kind of draw third, would sort of be my thought. Like if you kind of need some wide receiver help, like this is a good example of it being out there. Another one right after this is Adam Thielen, right? Like those spots are out there, like a third, a fourth, and a fifth for Tyler Boyd. That's out there, right? Just sort of scanning him here. A second and some other stuff for like Zay Jones and Michael Gallup, right? So like this is a constantly sort of solvable back end of your roster type issue. Tyler Allgeier in a third for Elijah Moore, right? Like you just keep looking down here. There's a lot of these types of deals where it's not a lot for a wide receiver solution. And I think that that's something that more and more I'm not scared of having that problem because I think it's a pretty cheap fix. So just a bunch of different constructs there. So we'll just call that the eighth one. 1.5 PPR for tight ends on this eighth one here. Curtis Samuel, Dallas Goedert for 2 seconds, a 2023 and a 2024 one. And I would take the Goddard and the Samuel side. I think Samuel's probably pretty close to worth that right now, and Goddard is worth more than that. So that's an easy one there. Next one up is Jeff Wilson for a 2023 second. I'd be interested in taking the second. I think it's probably got more viability and value sort of long-term than Wilson does. I think he could probably do better with it as the season goes along. And I think Wilson, is largely replaceable. So when you get the opportunity to sort of this is what these guys are worth, especially ones that don't have longevity. So I think you take that and you can recycle it. You know, that's the deal that you make, and then you make a big waiver bid on a guy like Latavius Murray. Right? That's the type of deal that you make there. Last but not least here, we'll do Deontay Foreman, Christian McCaffrey, and Jeff Wilson. So there's a lot of Jeff Wilson action, by the way. For George Pickens, a first and a fourth. I think that this one, I would take the McCaffrey side on this. Just I think McCaffrey is much more likely to change your world than anything on the other side is. And that would sort of be my angle. I think you are giving up Pickens, so that hurts a bit. But you're getting back a hedge on McCaffrey. You're getting back a lineup guy here maybe for the next few weeks for Wilson. And I think that's fine, right? I think that getting McCaffrey, if you're a contending team, if that pick's going to be late, right, you're making a dynasty trade there, which is kind of the thing that I really like about this. Yeah, maybe Jeff Wilson and Deontay Foreman aren't necessarily great dynasty players, but McCaffrey is. And, so you're giving up Pickens, you're giving up a first. Like, there's one core asset there for a star. You take the star, right? And sometimes these things aren't too hard. So that's the deal there. That's just sort of some thought processes that I thought I'd go through. So we could do just a Kenny Pickett show. Maybe I will. I'll start collecting some trades and I'll do just a Kenny Pickett show here and kind of explore that space because it's something I think as we get better quarterback classes, right? We might get 4 or 5 first round quarterbacks this year, sort of understanding our pivot plays over the next 6 to 18 months on taking those picks, I think is something that we'll have to think about. So constantly trying to do those sorts of things and think ahead and think a little bit differently than our opponents and see where we can profit. So that'll do it for this edition. And until next time, continue embracing the variance, and we will talk again very soon.